The case was set down for 10 o'clock in the morning. We went at 10 o'clock. There was no appearance from the respondent. And so we started hearing the matter. The first port of call was for the judge to explain that he had been unhappy with the original return of service and had directed the sheriff to reserve the notice of set down and to clearly state if he fails to serve why. And the sheriff had again attempted service at Blue Roof, and he failed to serve the notice of set down because none of the security personnel at the premises were willing to accept service, and none of them were willing to identify themselves. And, you know, our rules say that if that happens, you then affix the document to the door or the gate. And he had failed to do that because of resistance from an armed soldier who barred him from further action. While we're in the middle of that hearing, the judge was called elsewhere. Was called by the judge president.
Did the case resume after that?
He came back and said, due to something urgent that had cropped up, he would hear the matter in the afternoon. In the afternoon at 2:30, there were two lawyers, Mr. Manasseh and Mr. Paspano, just from Manasseh and Manasseh, who came to apply for a postponement. After long, long arguments, the judge declined to postpone the matter and granted us the relief, which basically is that they should vacate the three properties forthwith.
What happens if the state agents that are forcibly occupying these houses do not comply?
And if they are still there in 24 hours, the sheriff should go and evict them, and that they should restore all the workers' property that they have removed.